So I want to finish out with a case that was sent in to me from a doc in practice. And this is a real case that's ongoing that he would really appreciate some input into. I know it's just off the top of your head. You know, you're just hearing this, but here it is. And just give me your thoughts. So you're a 66-year-old man, COPD, diabetes, deconditioning, a truck driver, and presents with Hodgkin lymphoma and receives ABVD, and in cycle two develops dyspnea. The doc said that he was actually dyspneic at baseline and had been previously a little bit. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it got worse after cycle two, improved with steroids, evaluated by pulmonary, and the consensus was it was bleomycin-induced hypersensitivity pneumonitis. So the bleomycin was admitted for cycle two, day 15. The PET after two cycles showed a Deauville 3 in most lymph nodes except for two left inguinal nodes with significant response, but with a small spot of Deauville 4. A few weeks later, the patient was admitted to the hospital, respiratory failure, worsening ground glass opacities, and is found by bronchoscopy to have PCP pneumonia.
Wow.
So he actually said this is the second case of PCP pneumonia that he's had in patients with Hodgkin's, and he thinks maybe he had it before he even got treated. But so his question, I mean, my question, first of all, is what's going on in the lungs? Is it just bleomycin? And then his clinical question is what to do therapeutically.
So I suspect the steroids that he got to treat the bleo lung toxicity predisposed him as well to the PCP, because if you're going to see PCP, it's very, very rare, but it's usually at the very end of therapies and presumably related to the dex that people get as an antiemetic in addition to T-cell dysfunction. In terms of what to do with him, you know, it sounds like he's still responding, and I wouldn't escalate him. He's 66. He's not going to tolerate, you know, brentuximab is not that easy in a 66-year-old, and I would probably still try to give him AVD if he gets better. I would probably do two more cycles and then get another PET scan and see where he is. And, you know, I try to get him to six cycles if he's in CR after four, I think. And then I would probably sit tight. If he's growing, then I think you really need to think about, number one, is this guy an auto candidate? He might be. You know, depending on what his PFTs come back to, depending on what his cardiac function is, you know, his other organ function, 66 is certainly, we've taken people up to 75 with comorbidities because that's really the only known curative approach. And then he would potentially be a candidate for a Thera-based brentuximab consolidation or maintenance, though I suspect with his diabetes, his pre-existing exposure to vinblastine, he's going to get peripheral neuropathy, so he's probably not going to get a full year. But that would be one option. You know, I think the checkpoint inhibitors are going to be problematic in this guy who's had a history of bleo lung, he's had PCP, and he's got COPD. So I think if it's not that that wouldn't be a potential option down the line, but I think I would reserve that for later. I don't think I would give him brentuximab right now because I think combination chemotherapy is more likely to get him to CR, to get him to an auto, because BV has a CR rate of like 30%, whereas combination chemo is probably double that.
What about AVD bevacizumab?
So, I mean, you could do that, but I would probably keep it simple for now and just try to get him through. You know, he sounds pretty sick. Brentuximab, rarely in these older patients, diabetes, other things, he's going to get peripheral neuropathy if you give them together. And he sounds pretty debilitated, and I don't know that he would tolerate it that well. I think I would try to. The other thing is, if he has really remitted everywhere else and has some small residual disease in the groin, you could radiate that and hope for the best. You know, he could finish up his chemo, radiate him, and then if he progresses, then okay, you take him to auto. But I don't think you lose much by doing that. He has advanced stage disease, so he's more likely than not to relapse elsewhere, but there's still, you know, maybe even a 50% chance he won't.
So I guess your concern about checkpoint inhibitors is the possibility of pneumonitis from the checkpoint inhibitor?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, which I have seen even in people who, you know, are quite a ways out from it and get another insult like BCNU. I just had a patient who got pretty significant pulmonary toxicity that was much more than I would have anticipated.